Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told a news conference that the AFDB has agreed to help Zimbabwe offset its debt arrears to the bank.
The African Development Bank has set aside some funds to assist Zimbabwe in clearing the arrears. The amount is yet to be determined by their board, and they've assured us that those funds which have been set aside to assist Zimbabwe in clearing its arrears will be available for us up to end of December next year, 2016.
Sibrita Psoda, an AFDB executive leading the bank's mission to discuss Harare's proposals to clear its arrears to the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the AFDB, said the bank has mobilized the resources to help Zimbabwe clear its arrears with the AFDB.
The total amount of arrears of Zimbabwe to the African Development Bank is $601 million. That is the total amount. The resources that we are putting aside will clear the African Development Bank arrears. It will not clear the arrears of IMF and the World Bank.
Chinamasa said the funds that have been set aside by the AFDB have to be utilized by December this year.
We must make every effort to ensure that we are able to utilize those resources, those funds, by end of December next year. So we are in a hurry as the country. And in fact, our hope is that if the strategy is accepted, we hope that we should clear the arrears to African Development Bank by December this year. There are also other strategies that we are going to employ to make that happen by December this year.
The Harare administration owes international money lending institutions and countries in the Paris Club close to $10 billion and has been failing to pay its debt arrears to its creditors for over a decade now. An IMF delegation that was in the country last week to review its staff monitored program urged Harare to strengthen its economic reforms to enable it to attract investors, create jobs, and clear its huge debt, among other things. Chinamasa said Zimbabwe hopes that its proposal to clear its debt will be accepted by the foreign creditors at a meeting that will be held on the sidelines of the World Bank annual general meeting in the Peru capital, Lima, next month. Zimbabwe has been failing to access fresh lines of credit from multilateral institutions because it has not been servicing its debts with its international lending institutions since 1999. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.